You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Don't let them go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Trump administration has a new policy to keep illegal immigrants in custody. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Attorney General Bill Barr has ordered immigration judges to stop allowing some asylum seekers to post bail while they wait the months or years for their cases to be heard. The new policy does not apply to unaccompanied minors and families. The president tweeting Democrats in Congress must return from their vacations and change the immigration laws. He continued big sections of wall now being built. The tweet comes as reports suggest the president offered a pardon to Customs and Border Patrol Chief Kevin McAleenan if he took any actions to secure the border later found to be illegal. Dave?
John, the president's getting ready to change U.S. policy to allow lawsuits against foreign companies that operate hotels or other businesses seized from Americans after the Communist Revolution. The EU is warning it'll protect Europeans doing business there. There's no school today for many kids in the Denver area as police search for an 18-year-old who's traveled to Colorado from Florida and bought a gun and ammo. The FBI's Dean Phillips says Saul Pius has
an infatuation with Columbine and the events, the shooting there that happened tragically 20 years ago. And because of that, we were concerned.
In France, the day after a march and vigil outside the burned Notre Dame Cathedral, we learn it could be closed for up to 6 years. Fox's Simon Owen is live in Paris.
Dave, the rector of Notre Dame, saying he will close the cathedral for 5 to 6 years, and he says part of the building may have been seriously weakened. While the church is still standing, we've been watching today as firefighters continue assessing its stability. The French Prime Minister, meanwhile, inviting architects worldwide to bid to rebuild the spire which collapsed in the flames. Dave?
This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The new policy not to release illegal immigrants who seek asylum here until a judge hears their case may go over well in Yuma, Arizona.
Saying his city can't handle the crush of migrants being dropped off there, Yuma, Arizona's mayor declaring a state of emergency.
To try to avert the threat of hundreds of people roaming the streets looking to satisfy basic human needs in our community and not having the resources to do so, and the reaction of the citizens of Yuma looking to protect their property and their way of life.
Mayor Douglas Nichols says shelters are beyond capacity. He's asking for federal help, similar to what FEMA provides following a natural disaster. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
News on the economy. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed back in February, a 3.4% decline to over $49 billion. The deficit in trade of goods with China narrowed by 28%. There's controversy in California and a community there over how they paint their police cars.
The debate over Stars and Stripes design on police cars, which drew national attention, now settled. Supporters packing the Laguna Beach, California City Hall Tuesday night, where the council decided to keep the new bold flag-themed lettering on patrol cars, which many applaud as patriotic. Critics had complained the design felt very aggressive and threatening and could be mistaken for SWAT team cars and cause fear, even pointing out the red and white runs through the ice part in the word police. Officers say they're happy with the design. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Police in Painesville, Ohio responded to a call they'll probably not forget. A customer at a Perkins restaurant got upset and pulled an iguana from under his shirt, started swinging it around, threw the lizard at the manager. He was arrested a few blocks away. One of the charges, animal cruelty. And while he was taken to jail, the iguana was taken in by a local humane society. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An unspecified threat prompted officials to lock down Judith Giacoma Elementary School in Westville yesterday, and because of that, a more visible police presence is expected at Westville schools today. The News Gazette says Superintendent Seth Miller said shortly before noon yesterday, an individual came to the school and made an inappropriate comment in conversations with administrators. That person left the school without incident, but administrators let police know what happened. Police responded and talked to the person. The Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District voted this week to kick in about $25 million to the Yards development. The MTD is hosting most of that $25 million comes from two different federal grants. The Yards project is set to include a major expansion of the Illinois Terminal. The News Gazette points out the vote does not set aside the money, but does tell the city and developer how much the MTD plans to contribute. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We started 5 years ago, in March, actually. So we're 5 years in the business, kind of taking our passion to grow the business. Everybody that we hire is good with people, good with customers. Everyone cares about the work they're doing, especially in storm situations as well. I always recommend using local contractors, guys that are there after the storm. When they call Freedom Roofing, you get an answered phone call, quick service. We follow up with the customers after the job. Our final job cleanup is second to none. Find me at Freedom Shampoo.
Yeah, I'm giving out $1,000 for your roofing from Kurt Kaiser at Freedom Roofing tomorrow. Stand by tomorrow. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, a high 77, nice and mild, and only down to 60 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 62, down to 40, 70% chance of rain and thunder. We've got cloudy and windy conditions wrapping up the week Friday with a high 51, low 35, 63 with sunshine Saturday, partly cloudy for Easter Sunday with a high 75, currently 57. ESPN 93.5.
Diane Ducey's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Stevie.
Hey, it's your birthday.
Just a couple of weeks behind you.
Yep. Well, happy birthday.
And we had Simon Owen on. Of course, he had his game face on for the Notre Dame report.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I was thinking, I had a dream about you acting like Sting and Stevie. Having you, like, impersonate on the air, because I probably wouldn't know with the accent. And he started laughing. I would try to do it.
I can't do that, Stevie. I can't do that.
I only know to meet Stevie at four at Harrod.
I say Harrod's a T, yeah. My friend Alan Dodds, I've known for 30 years. You guessed 18 seconds for the Goldschmidt ovation at St. Louis, and I think it had gone on for a long time, but he was all business. It went 23 seconds. Alan, you win $100 to Mosser's Shoes, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
He is also the head golf coach for the girls at St. Thomas More. You coming back for season two, are you?
I am, as far as I know. They'll have me. I sure would like to do it again.
Well, you did a great job. You guys went to state. It was awesome. Hey, would you please explain to me the St. Louis Cardinals, because I'm a little confused. That's all.
They're a really good team when they don't have to go to Milwaukee. How's that?
Well, I mean, I overreact on things sometimes, but I would tell Christian Yelich, could I get a selfie? Would you sign my ball? But I'm never pitching to you again, at least till you cool down.
Yeah, he is just amazing.
So I would just tell him, you got me. Because right now there's been about, I think there's been at least 8 different pitchers that have given up the 8 home runs in 6 games. What?
Yeah, I'd like to see them just walk him every time he comes up.
All right, you and I are together on that, so let's get on the phone to Schilt when I get off the air so we can do a conference call and say Alan says so he'll do it.
That sounds good.
Okay, hey, enjoy the shoes, bud.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Alan Dodds guessed 18 seconds, and it was 23 seconds, the ovation for Paul Goldschmidt. And again, it would have gone on. He just isn't into it. He's into baseball. And not all about, he's zero about himself. By the way, on this Easter week, I am memorizing 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
13.
All right. The love one.
Yes. And I said when I read the whole thing on the air a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I said, try and live like this for 10 minutes. And then if you can get your full 10 in, try 4:11.
Okay.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-serving. So that's how far I've gotten so far.
Okay.
I mean, what are those qualities?
Sounds like a terrific person.
Just all of those that I just named, can we do that for 10 minutes in this day and age?
Just the thought of it.
Love never fails. All right. Would you like to go and we have anything at 8:20?
I don't think so.
All right. We're going to do the Kansas tune.
Okay.
Oh, so stand by. We'll do the sports next. Then we'll do Name That Tune with Kansas, not till October.
Mm-hmm. October 18th.
Mm-hmm. 2020 Democratic poll. Biden still has 29. We talked to a pretty smart guy, Ash Wright.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of one of those 18-year-olds that was named something way ahead of his, so he's into it.
Right.
He said Trump's a shoe-in for 2020. Nobody's ever said that I've heard. He said it could be anybody in the Democratic Party, but he said the only one that has a chance would be Joe Biden. And I think they'll chew Joe Biden up and spit him out on the left. I don't think he has any chance. I don't think he'll get in. But Joe Biden's the only shot they have, he said. He said otherwise it's a shoe-in. It is absolute he will win in 2020. And I think this is kind of like all the coverage of the Mueller report, that Donald Trump's going to wear an orange jumpsuit with handcuffs coming out of the White House. And then there's this massive disappointment. I mean, there's a massive disappointment, still is, that he's not being walked out on a walk with handcuffs.
Right.
So the left probably ought to temper and at least introduce the idea that Donald Trump has a chance to win in 2020. Otherwise, there's going to be, you thought you needed a safe place last time? Because everybody on that side said it's over, it's just a matter of who. It's just over. He's evil. He can't win. You better start talking about the fact he could win so you can mentally do this. I'm serious. I think there could be some major issues with people because nobody's telling them he has a chance. He does have a chance, and Ash Wright last hour said he's a shoe-in. He also said Texas is probably going to flip, and if Texas flips to purple, meaning it can go either way,
yeah.
Republicans will never win the White House again.
That's scary.
Ever. It's too many electoral votes. Anyway, 8:12, sports next, ESPN 93.
Canfor.com.
Yeah, he the best. Here we go, sports headlines.
Milwaukee beat the Cardinals 8-4. They've got a day game today. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5, and hopefully the Cardinal pitchers will not pitch to Christian Yelich,
because
he gets a homer.
Every time.
All the time.
Every time.
Speaking of homers, Javier Baez had a few. We had the Cubs win over Miami. That final was 4-0.
Javi just had the one, but it was a nice, solid Cub victory trying to sweep Miami today. And then Cardinals play 11:45 on the air. And right about 12:40, first pitch, get out of town day, so they do an early game.
Yolan Moncada had a few homers for the Chicago White Sox as they beat Kansas City 5-1. They've got an afternoon game today. Bradley over the Illini baseball team 12-8 yesterday. Today at 5, Illinois softball on SIUE. NBA playoffs, Pacers at Boston. NHL playoffs tied up at 2. Winnipeg beat St. Louis's Blues 2-1 yesterday.
Yep.
That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And the NBA finals will be over in 2 months, so there's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does go on.
It's just
lots of activity to check out some Illini sports on Friday. I hope the weather's good. We've got tennis and soccer and the NCAA qualifiers for gymnastics. Wow. In the men's gymnastics team is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Baseball team playing Penn State.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, mild, high 77 today, down to 60. Rainy and thunder tomorrow with a high 62, low 40. 40, 51 the high on Friday. I was just talking about that. Down to 35 in the evening. Shoot. Sunshine on Saturday, high 63, low 45. Easter Sunday, we are expecting a high of 75 with partly cloudy conditions. That's great as everyone gets dressed up and heads to a church service. Right now, the temperature is at 57 on ESPN 93.5.
Okie doke. We will be right back for your chance to win Kansas tickets. Stand by 8:20.
From the Bucks Business Network, PepsiCo's quarter at the start of the year was stronger than expected. It was selling more snacks from its Frito-Lay business. Sales increased 5.5% in North America. Its North American beverages business saw sales increase more than 2%. In addition to Pepsi and other soft drinks, PepsiCo also sells Tropicana orange juice and Quaker oatmeal. Morgan Stanley reported weaker earnings for its recent quarter. However, Wall Street was expecting even lower numbers from the bank. Like other big banks, its trading business declined. Netflix reported a strong winter quarter, but investors are concerned that its number of new subscribers isn't as many as a year ago. It added 1.7 million new customers in the first quarter of this year. Last year's increase was 2.3 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Carlson. There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Guys, don't miss Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale with 50 to 70% savings on the season's best new trends. Find the brands you love, the fit and style you want for every occasion. The savings are incredible, like 60% off designer suits and separates. Check out a great selection of spring sport coats for just $99.99. Take 55% off dress shirts and designer dress pants are just $29.99. Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale is going on now. Savings on regular prices, exclusions apply.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
The time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
All right.
Kansas, coming to the Virginia Theater. That'll be on October 18. We have tickets before you can buy them.
Yep. And they go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Yep.
45, 55, 75, and VIP for 125. Kansas puts on a great show.
Yep.
Saw them at the Sweet Corn Festival. Brought them out on stage. Good stuff.
Here you go. Name this tune.
It's your name, but I don't know.
Okay.
Okay,
three,
that's five, all you get.
Two, that's it.
359-2255.
Okay, 359-2255. What's the name of that Kansas song? Okay. Good luck.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
You know the name, Tapman's, as the recognized leader in collision repair. Tim's Auto Body's name change reflects the great heritage that Tim Tapman continues in Champaign. As Tapman's collision car star, Tapman's reputation for quality vehicle painting and repair, top name parts and painting products, third-generation craftsmen, and friendly customer service working with your insurance ensures your satisfaction.
satisfaction. For a no-hassle, timely, worry-free experience, Tapman's Collision. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's excellence Tapman's way. Call them or go online, timtapman.com.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
Coming this spring, Tolono Family Dental, providing a full scope of dentistry, including cleanings, fillings, extractions, crowns, dentures, and more. Have you been bumping appointments due to the location or financial constraints?
I recently got a consultation, and of course my kid has cavities. I need to move on this, but I'm afraid I'll blow my budget.
Tolono Family Dental will keep you smiling as they take all PPO dental insurance, including Medicaid. Recognizing this vital connection between dental health and how your whole body feels, even educators want you to stay on top of it.
The school just called, and I'm in a panic. I need to get these updated dental records for my kids.
Rest assured, those in Rocket Nation won't be able to stop smiling thanks to Tolono Family Dental, opening in April with brand new equipment and digital technology. Stop by and find out how you can get a $50 credit when you schedule a treatment inside the next 45 days. Some restrictions apply. Tolono Family Dental, just off Route 45 at the only traffic light. It's Tolono Family Dental Care, 202 North P Street, or call 485-5760.
Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. You ever go to Harvest Ale or Humble Hog at Paxton?
Yes, I have.
Yeah? How about Casey's right there on the corner?
I do a lot of business at Casey's on the corner, yes.
Yeah. Don, you have a chance, my friend.
It surely means that I don't know.
You have to name that Kansas tune.
Carry on, wayward son.
Carry on, my wayward son.
You win, Don.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. It's October 18. We'll let you know when the tickets come in, but you win them before you can buy them. Nice job.
Don't you cry.
Thank you, sir.
My wayward son, Kansas.
A few different guesses of just wayward son and not the carry on. It's actually just carry on, right?
Carry on, my wayward son.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The full wayward son.
I think so.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah. Well, I mean, that's their best one, right? I mean,
Dust in the Wind.
This and Dust in the Wind.
Right.
Other than that, I'm not sure I can name another Kansas song. Anyway, these are big. They'll be toward the end of the show.
Right? Uh-huh.
Carry on, my wayward son. Winner, Don Mason from Paxton. All right, we'll be right back. The news is next. You can always text in about anything we talk about. 359-2255. The news will be coming up next, ESPN 93.5, on this Wednesday morning, Easter week. April 17, Diane Ducey's birthday.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com to try for free.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm here to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? Well, fake person asking me that question, it's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda Pilot with 0.9% APR financing. Named at KBB.com Best Buy for 2019. Hurry into your local Honda dealer for the Dream Garage Spring Event, happening now.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm here to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? Well, fake person asking me that question, it's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda CR-V with 1.9% APR financing and sport mode. Hurry in now.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Can you keep a secret? It's one of the most popular events of the spring and is coming back April 20th. It's Shredapalooza at the U of I Community Credit Union. Join us on Saturday, April 20th for free family fun, along with food trucks and an opportunity for you to shred your sensitive paperwork. Bring up to 5 boxes of old documents and we'll shred them for free. Learn more online today at uofi.creditunion.org or follow U of I Credit Union on Facebook.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. People seeking asylum in the United States will be detained until their case is heard under an order announced by Attorney General William Barr.
The policy does not apply to families and children as they cannot be legally detained beyond 20 days. Immigrant rights groups say Barr's ruling could set a precedent that will allow the government to deny bond to a broader group of migrants. The policy will take effect in 90 days to give the Homeland Security Department time to expand detention capacity.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Firefighters and engineers in Paris are working to see how stable Notre Dame Cathedral is after Monday's fire.
The French government is outlining rebuilding plans. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe just announcing a competition for architects worldwide to rebuild the Notre Dame spire, which collapsed in flames. Notre Dame's rector saying the church will be closed for 5 to 6 years.
Fox's Simon Owen in Paris. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois student has died after falling off the roof of a home in Campustown. It happened early Saturday morning. 21-year-old Destiny Thomas was visiting a friend. The Champaign County coroner says all they know now is that she fell off a roof and she was with a friend. The coroner says the death appears to be a tragic accident, but the coroner's office and Champaign police are still investigating. Thomas was pronounced dead late Saturday morning at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. She died from traumatic head injuries. Probation is the sentence for a Champaign man in a drug case. 53-year-old Lawrence McMillian had pleaded guilty to possession with intent to deliver heroin. A search of his home had turned up suspected heroin and cocaine in the ceiling. That was in the spring of 2017. McMillian had told police the drugs were for his own use and not for sale. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Help us celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by sharing the kindness and love this holiday season. Resurrection Sunday is April 21st. Please help us support our local churches, the Time Center, Restoration Urban Ministries, Crisis Pregnancy Center, Salt and Light, and all of our local charitable organizations. Jesus stated in Matthew 9:37, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Help to increase the number of workers and do something of eternal value today. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
I love, love, love the Game Day Spirit Store. I can always find what I want, and the clothes are excellent quality. These clothes actually last compared to the ones that I've bought at the mall in the past that are now worn for yard work or painting, because that's all they're good for at this point. Also, Game Day Spirit has some of the softest shirts I own.
If you haven't been to Game Day Spirit yet, you don't know what you are missing. Stop in to either location, 6th and Green or Neil and Kirby, or shop online at GameDaySpirit.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Let's check your Easter week weather forecast. Diane Ducey.
That's me. Looking really good. It's mild today, partly cloudy and windy with a high 77, a low 60. Winds as high as 25 miles per hour. We've got rain and thunder in the forecast for tomorrow, high 62, low 40. On Good Friday, we've got clouds, wind, and a slight chance for showers, high 51, low 35. Sunny Saturday, high 63, 75 on Easter Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 58. ESPN 93.5.
I was doing the calculations. If they close Notre Dame, Johnny and I and our cousin Nora went to Mass there in 1995. So that was really cool to be there. Anyway, if they close the church for 6 years, which is, you know, what they're talking about, 30,000 visitors a day, that's 65 million people that won't be going in that church in the next 6 years.
Mm.
30,000 guests a day. What is that?
Wow.
That's amazing.
Now, it's free to enter, but if you take any of the tours, like wanted to go up the stairs and see the stairs and bells and things like that, it's 850 euro, so that's around 10 bucks for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just an iconic cathedral on earth, one of the most iconic, is Notre Dame in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Crown of Thorns, the crown of thorns that was placed on Jesus' head as they were crucifying him, I did not know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of things in Rome as well for St. Peter's, and the Apostle Peter founded that church and that entire, I mean, it was Paul who was in prison in Rome for so long, but was so, wrote a whole lot of the New Testament. It was Paul who was actually someone who persecuted the Christians.
Right.
And then Jesus came to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he became one of the unbelievable founders and builders of the first church.
Yeah, after being blind.
Amazing, that story, because he was literally dragging everybody out of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thought it was, you know, it was all fake and everything else. And then he saw the light and met Jesus on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's amazing. Again, Paul has written a whole lot of the Old Testament. I mean, the New Testament. Okay, so...
But the artifacts and things like that they were able to pass from one person to the other.
I mean, that was a relief to know that they...
Yes.
They have the crown of thorns. They got that out, among a whole bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 65 million were not to get to go. We caught up with Simon Owen earlier in the show. He was standing, I don't know, a few hundred yards, I think, from Notre Dame.
Where on the exterior. As they continue, we think, they won't tell us what they're doing, but we think they're continuing to assess just how stable the rest of the cathedral that's been left standing is. And in fact, in the last hour or so, we've actually seen the fire crews spraying more water on the roof. And again, we don't know why, but whether they've found some embers or something else that needed sorting out. I think that just underscores, though, how in the very, very early stages we are with the French government's pledge to rebuild this cathedral, to put it back together. The rector of Notre Dame has been speaking this morning, and he has said that he's going to close the cathedral for 5 to 6 years, and he has acknowledged that at least a part of it may have been seriously weakened by this destruction.
So 30,000 people visit Notre Dame Cathedral every single day. They still are in Paris. They still have plans. Are they coming and just looking at it, or what happens for Easter Sunday when all those plans, have they been diverted somewhere else? Has there been any news about all that?
Well, I mean, they're certainly not going to be in the church, but, you know, France doesn't have a shortage of churches, so people will be able to find somewhere else to go, but they certainly won't be in this cathedral for a long time to come. Yeah, I mean, people are coming to look at it, and it sits on a small island in the middle of the Seine River, right in the center of Paris, and so there are sidewalks and riverbanks aplenty all around it, and for the last couple of days, thousands upon thousands of people have been coming down here, not just tourists, but actually I think primarily locals, just to see it for themselves and take in the devastation. I'm actually standing next to a woman who's doing a sketch as we speak of this, and then lots of other people just coming to see it with their own eyes. You know, I spoke to one woman who said that, you know, she was watching on TV on Monday night as the place went up in flames, but then she said it seemed so unreal seeing this cherished national icon on fire that she felt that she had to see it for herself. And that's what a lot of people, I think, are feeling. And many people just sort of come and stand on the riverbanks and kind of gaze quietly at this this wrecked, cherished national treasure.
Do you know more about the investigation into the cause? They're still searching for that?
Well, I mean, I think the investigators are struggling to get into the building because I don't think it's been declared safe yet. So I think we are away from having any kind of breakthrough from them in terms of actually scouring the site, because there are still these, as I say, these concerns that the whole thing might not be unsafe. It might be unsafe. We know that they've questioned 30 people so far. We think that's connected to the number of construction firms that were working on some pretty major renovations to the spire and the roof, which went in this blaze. But, you know, for as long as they can't get inside, there certainly is so much they can do. But the Paris prosecutor has said that as things stand, he says this is the start of a long and complex inquiry But as things stand, they believe it was an accident.
Okay. Simon Owen earlier this morning, at this point, they're saying accident. It's amazing, though. You survive all that they survived for 850 years, including World War II. Mm-hmm. Nazi Germany took over kind of early on that. So they were in control of Paris for pretty much years. And then you had the French Revolution before that. Mm-hmm. And somebody could have thrown a match in that place with all the wood.
Right.
You think that it survived the French Revolution, which is pretty tumultuous, obviously. Anyway, it's a sad deal, but it'll be a great day when they reopen and have all those ceremonies when they open it back up. And can you imagine the crowds when they open that back up? Boy. All right, 841, check your sports. Coming up, ESPN 93.5.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Time to get on the golf course, enjoy the outdoors, and meet other members in the community. Join Champaign County Young Life on Friday, May 3rd, for their annual golf tournament at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana. All money raised at this event will go toward ministry in Champaign County. Interested in golfing or becoming a corporate sponsor? Sign up today at il19.younglife.org. Registration, a putting contest, and silent auction starts at 11 a.m. And each golfer will receive 18 holes of golf, lunch by Jimmy John's, and can enter to win raffle items. Once again, that's il19.younglife.org. Brought to you by Castle Heating and Cooling, Bromley Hall, Jimmy John's, Martin Hood, Keith A. Grody DMD, and Jason Foreman DDS. By Charles Schwab, Arthur Gallagher, UC Bank, Cannon Cochran Management Services, Meyer Capel, and Pepsi Cola Champaign County. Stevie J Broadcasting is a proud supporter of this event and Champaign County Young Life.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Sergeant Andrew Good, Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
I got my start in Moultrie County. Obviously went in the Marine Corps right after high school. I was in the Marine Corps from 1999 to 2003. When I got out, I knew I wanted to get into law enforcement, trying to get my foot in the door wherever, and went into corrections at Moultrie County, eventually came to Champaign County and corrections, and then went to law enforcement in 2006. I think what it comes down to is just service mm-hmm. to community, being a part of something that's bigger than the individual, and I think that's something that's a commonality in both the military and law enforcement, which I think is a big reason why you see a lot of veterans transition from the military into law enforcement or some other sort of first responder, because it kind of has that same kind of camaraderie and brotherhood.
And it's a job where I think when you go home and you truly help somebody, I can just tell by looking at you here, and everybody can see on our YouTube channel here, but you like helping people.
Absolutely.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Wow, look at that. I want that.
What full, you looking at?
Full crystal where you just spray it on the windows. It cleans the windows without it. You just spray and walk away.
Wow.
I know. Factory direct.
Who knew?
So I hook up my hose. I spray my windows. Bam. Walk away. No streaking.
Does it just work on windows? Because
no,
I see a lot
just,
of people with like
the green stuff
green
on the house.
On the siding.
Yeah. It's amazing. Just a one-stop deal.
Huh. What's it called?
Full crystal.
Okay.
It's one of those TV info things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I want that. Here we go.
Easily distracted.
Uh-huh. sports headlines on this Wednesday.
Milwaukee beat the Cardinals 8-4 yesterday. Thanks for pitching to Christian Yelich. Who's in charge over here?
I'm telling you what, I wouldn't pitch to Christian Yelich at least till he quits hitting a home run every game against the Cardinals. He has eight home runs against Cardinals in six games. Maybe you just say, walk him. Right now, just walk him and, you know, come back to him later. But not now. It's stupid. It's just the guy hits a home run every game.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's like 162 home runs.
Javier Baez had a homer for the Cubs as they beat Miami 4-0 yesterday. You'll hear the action today on US 105.9 as they wrap that series. Chicago White Sox have an afternoon game against Kansas City. They came out winners yesterday 5-1. Bradley on top yesterday 12-8 over our lineup. Tonight we are 22-13 on the season. Bradley's a good team.
Yeah.
23-10 on the season.
11 in a row for Bradley.
Six homers in yesterday's game.
Dang.
So Illinois and SIUE, that happening on the softball diamond today at 5. NBA playoffs have the Pacers at Boston. NHL playoffs tied at 2 apiece. Winnipeg beat St. Louis yesterday 2-1. Tight end Zach Miller is 34, has decided to retire after 9 surgeries a couple of years ago, October 2017, when he had that bad hit with the Bears and Saints game. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Check your weather coming up. Hope you can attend this. If you love adventures, you are invited to the Stevie J Travel Spring Travel Show. It's coming up Tuesday, April 30th. It'll be at 5 p.m. at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. And hey, you're going to learn about our trips to Alaska, Viking River cruise on the Rhine River, Canyon Country trip to Arizona, our cruise to Hawaii leaving from San Francisco, our off-the-beaten-path adventure with Larry and Elena Canford Italy, and her historic trip to Munich, Salzburg, Vienna, and the Oberammergau Passion Play with Mary Beth Karasik. And if you can join us after our travel show, you'll get 20% off your dinner at Houlihan's Restaurant. Again, the Stevie J Travel Spring Travel Show, Tuesday, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Just go to StevieJayTravel.com to get more information. And again, we'd love to see you at the show with prize giveaways and all kinds of information and brochures. 5 p.m. iHotel and Conference Center, Tuesday, April 30th. We'll see you there. Where do you want to go?
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA Golf Professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at StoneCreekGolfClub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
Spring is here, and a new menu along with new drink specials have sprung up at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign, where everyone is welcome. Try Big Grove's new fish tacos, deviled eggs, black bean burger, Cuban chicken, or pizza of the week. They also have 5 new cocktails at the Big Grove Bar just waiting for you to try. And don't forget to make Mother's Day brunch reservations today so you can enjoy Big Grove Tavern like you always do. Big Grove Tavern, a classic tavern with a modern twist. 1 East Main, downtown Champaign.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Persistence is one of the key ingredients for success. James Riley said that the most essential factor is persistence, the determination never to allow our energy or enthusiasm to be dampened by the discouragement that must inevitably come. And John Maxwell said, every day that's worthwhile is uphill. No one has accidentally gone uphill. It's uphill all the way. So who's going to get to the top? The person who has persistence. All my life, I've worked hard to be an overnight success. The dream is free. The journey is not. Let me say that again. All my life, I've worked hard to be an overnight success. The dream is free. The journey is not. How true. He is absolutely correct. Persistence is the essence of enduring success. We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute, brought to you by BPC and A&R Mechanical. I hope you have an awesome day.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com. A pipe bursts and the basement begins to fill, putting the picture albums and the family heirlooms in danger. You can't plan on it, but you can plan for it by making sure you're ready for whatever happens with Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. With their mobile site at servepro.champaignurbana.com bookmarked, the 355-0077 programmed into your phone, when the things that matter most are on the line, you'll know that they are too. Make sure you're ready by planning with the trusted professionals of Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana, like it never even happened.
Oh, good. You got a card from my mom for your birthday.
Yep, on the email.
Yeah.
Such a pretty one.
It is Jacqueline Lawson.
Yes.
Yeah, this is so cool.
It is.
Really, really neat. That's nice. Well, happy birthday, Diane.
Thank you.
It's her birthday today, my friend. She's looking good.
Well, not quite that old, am I?
No. The joke is Tommy Stewart, former center coach, told me there are three stages, youth, middle age, and you're looking good. You're definitely middle age.
Okay.
You're fine.
Whatever.
You're fine. You're good.
Partly cloudy and windy, high 77, 60 our low this evening. Rainy, thunder, high 62 tomorrow, down to around 40. 51 the high on Friday, but up to 63 with sunshine on Saturday. Partly cloudy Easter Sunday with the high 75. Right now, 59. ESPN, 93.5.
I, on the other hand, definitely I'm looking good. But I'm past the middle.
At your party, I know. Yeah. I told Anna to go up and say, Stevie, you're looking good.
Yeah, and I said thank you. Of course, I understood later the ramification of you setting her up like that. All right, 8:51. When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
We hit the street and the reviews are in. Everybody in CU loves Rosati's Pizza.
Okay, so what do you think about Rosati's Pizza?
They're amazing. They're awesome.
It's good.
Our biggest fan.
It looks like you just had a Rosati's for lunch. What do you think about them?
I love them.
Hey there, can I ask you a question? What do you think about Rosati's Pizza?
It's all great.
Stop in and give it a try. Pizza, pasta, wings, and even fish for Lent. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
Yeah, we gave out a whole bunch of $50 cards over to Rosati's. People love that pizza. It's so good. I was over at Honda BMW, Ben Quattrone. He'd ordered 20 Rosati's pizza.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of work environment they have over there. He takes care of folks over there. Anyway, yeah, 20 of them. And it's just really good. And Shane at Rosati's buys this amazing cheese because it kind of starts with the cheese. Mm-hmm. That's why the flavor's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, really, really good. Tomorrow, 7:40-ish, we'll give you a chance at $1,000 from Freedom Roofing. So if you've got a roof that's got like 9 layers of shingles on it, you got to do something. Or you got leaks or something going on. If you need a new roof, I'm going to get you kind of a jump start on that. They'll be happy at Freedom Roofing to come by and give you a free estimate, of course. Well, we'll kick in $1,000 toward your effort, which I would take if you need a new roof.
That's right.
A lot of roofs going up this time of year, so stand by.
Good stuff.
Okay, Jeremy Warner will be coming up Tane Carp this afternoon. Cardinals at 12:40, but 11:45 on the pregame.
Uh-huh.
Thereabouts, 11:45, and the Cardinals are going to try and figure out Milwaukee, it's kind of been embarrassing because they just beat them every time. Milwaukee, I would so much rather see I don't like Milwaukee. I'm sorry. Just don't like them. Can't beat them. Don't like them. Anyway, so I'm kind of...
are they number one right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Pittsburgh second.
What?
Pittsburgh? Cubs are coming up. They've won two in a row. Cardinals are hanging.
Cubs today at 6:10 on US 105.9.
Yeah, one more in Miami. A good spot to go, get a little sun, get a little healthy,
because
they've won two in a row, and Miami just isn't really good at baseball. And there's more Cub fans than Marlin fans, and the wisdom of the Miami ownership decided to ship and trade Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, and Marcelo Zuna because they needed to rebuild.
What? Whoops.
What? Three All-Stars? Yeah, go find yourself some good talent.
There you go.
What are you doing? Okay, Diane, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, Stevie.
You enjoy a few days off?
I know we're both enjoying a new year of life here in April.
Well, happy birthday and glad you were born.
Thank you.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.